Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah. That's what's up, brought to you today, Buzz 24/7. New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. Proud to have you as a sponsor. Thank you. I was reading an article. We got a douchebag coming up here. Somebody has specifically requested 24/7 douchebag.
Oh, boy.
If you were going to go out and treat yourself... We joked about that yesterday. What was that? Aziz Ansari? Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Like that guy? Right here?
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Damn right, baby.
So, I love him in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Great. Jeff loves... Jeff's funnier than I am. He laughs at comedians. I don't really laugh at comedians, but we went to see him in person, and that was one of the shows that I had to pretend to laugh the entire show. And I love him in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, why can't you relax to let yourself laugh at comedians?
I just don't get it. I don't get the joke. I feel like I'm getting forced to laugh. When I watch a TV show, I'm like, giggle. But when I sit there and watch a guy doing, I don't know. But I did see him live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. You hated him. That's great.
No, I love
She's
him
She's probably just ambivalent.
I know. I don't know what to do with that, though, when she tells me that. Who doesn't like comedy? I just don't know.
I don't like it. I want to be able to like it.
I bring it up because apparently a lot of people, that one of the stories that was out today was talking about how people that are going to be going Christmas shopping, most of them, 80%, are going to treat themselves. They're going to get a present for themselves. I don't know about you guys. That's 100% of the time for me.
When I usually end up getting some new jeans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I go out and I'm Christmas shopping for someone else, pretty good chance I'm getting something for myself.
Treat yourself.
You guys don't do that?
Especially if it's like food.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I've never stopped.
That's what I'm saying. You know, 100%
of the time. My kids are taken care of. My bills are paid. But every once in a while, if I still see some, just because it's close to Christmas, you're not buying me what I, not you, but I know what I want. And if I see a deal, I'm getting it.
I'm 100% that way. Valerie gets angry because I will buy myself stuff in November. You should wait. I don't care.
Well, do you wait till? So I do this often too, but then I wrap it and put it on the tree.
Yeah, good. I don't.
I hide it, and then if it's not wrapped, then it came from Santa. So
yeah.
I don't. But I do it all the time. I was like, ooh, good deal on. I need new running sneakers.
Yeah, I go home and put it on a hanger,
Santa's going to get me those for Christmas.
Well, like Roadkill and I were in the same, you know. At a certain point, after a divorce, there's less presents.
Yeah, right.
I think your kids might feel bad for you.
Right.
So you do buy yourself a couple things, wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah.
This is from Santa.
I'm not even divorced, and I still get myself presents and put them under the tree.
I'm not divorced, and I get myself presents. I just don't put them under the tree. I tell Valerie all the time, I work too hard. If I want something, I'm going to get it. And if I want something that's big, I'll save up for it and then that's how I do it. You know, I don't go out and spend money I don't have. That's how I was raised. I'm not spending money I don't have. I'll wait till I get it, and then I'll get what I want.
Plain and simple. I find a good deal. I'm not walking away from it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yourself.
Yeah, that's it. So treat yourself. I feel like I'm going to do it today. I feel like today I want to go out and do something.
Like what?
I don't know, though.
What do you think?
He's been saying this all morning. From the moment we got in here today, he's like, you know what? Stay before I let help can. I'm going to treat myself today.
Massage. I'm going to treat myself.
Massage.
You think I should get a massage?
Yes. Yeah. I know it's a guy who does them at rest areas.
I don't.
So funny you said that, Kelly. Guess what I wrote in my appointment book this morning? Tomorrow morning, to wake up early. After the gym, sit in the 10-minute massage chair before I come in here.
Oh my
get
God.
Myself ready to go.
I would get a massage. I would get a massage. That's a good idea. I don't know if I could just walk in. I don't know if they do it. Can you do it in COVID? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Are they still doing massages?
Yes, they do.
Am I going to get rubbed down by rubber gloves by some dude named Sven who's got a mask on?
Yeah, whatever.
Really long arms. He's 10 mm-hmm. feet away. I don't know. Maybe I will. I don't know. All right. So there's that. I'm going to treat myself today. I just don't know how. I just feel like it. Something special today.
Treat yourself.
Make me feel better. Before we get to the douchebag, here's a couple of leftover things that I didn't get to. This is personal. This is about pregnancy and sex.
Hmm.
That's how it happens.
Good call. Good call, Kelly.
Or a one of those turkey basters and a lonely guy.
Oh, if you sit on a rogue toilet seat.
Yep, all of those things are
or
true.
Or a couch in a band room.
Mm-hmm. You know who Meghan Trainor is?
Yeah.
Meghan Trainor came out and
all
said...
All about that bass.
Oh, I love her. I think she's great.
About that bass.
She's from the Cape. No. I think she does great pop dance songs. They're mini... I mean, really, seriously, classic. All About That Bass is a perfect pop song, to be honest. Your Lips Are Moving, there's another one. Anyway, she gave an interview where she talked about how she's 6 months pregnant and she shut off sex. And she shut off sex because she cannot have sex with the thought of the baby being six
so
months
close.
Along. And yeah, and I'm like, wow, that's brave of her to say, because I guarantee she's going to get crap over it. Even though I get it. I get it. She said, maybe this is weird, but mentally I can't have sex while our son is in between us. All my pregnancy apps say it feels really good and everybody does it, but all I can think about is a little boy in my belly. That's not something that women normally talk about.
But
or
I think some people feel that way.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Yeah, sure.
I agree 100%. Like when you're a first-time dad and you're in that position and you're thinking, right. Hey, is this okay to do?
Yeah.
You got to remember, I came from a time when people aren't as open about that stuff as they are now. You know, so you're kind of like, am I going to...
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Is the baby going to come out and look at me and go, how do you like it? Because
exactly.
I didn't like it.
Exactly. And
get
you know,
it, Kelly?
I do.
In the days before, there was wide open discussion about your feelings and all that kind of stuff. You had to find your way. But anyway, yeah, so I thought that was pretty brave of her, you know, because when and anything you say online now.
But like you said, everybody's more open. Everybody, yeah.
You get a lot of shit for anything that you say.
Yep.
Anyway, so there's a lot of work going on here. We got all this place is loaded with everything from art to grills to all kinds of things that we're going to be auctioning off and downright giving away over the next couple of days. Tomorrow's day one of the Buzz Lend a Helping Can, the 30th annual Lend a Helping Can. Kelly, when we started, you weren't there.
I wasn't part of the station.
Yeah, you weren't part of there then, right?
I wasn't here.
Yeah, no, right. I mean, because we were in a small little box truck, like a
well,
kind of
I was there
truck.
For a first, you know, your years 5, 6, and 7, whatever. I was here. I know you were Woodbury eventually, but you didn't start on Woodbury.
We started down at the Southgate Plaza, and we were down there for a few years. And there was one year where we got 2 feet of snow, and we were pretty much trapped in the trailer. And we used to do it from Thursday morning
till
Monday morning.
Oh yeah,
Monday morning,
and we stayed in the trailer.
The rest of the radio crew would show up Monday to clean it out or help load it, give it to the agencies.
And all the agencies would come down and unload all the canned food. Mm-hmm. But you know, as it grew and grew and grew, you know, we found that people, these agencies, don't have the room. They didn't have the room to store pallets of peas, and so we switched it over. And made it a fun drive, and now that they can tailor all the food that they get to families what they need, whether it's toothpaste, toothbrushes, or you know, food or fresh vegetables and stuff like that. So that's how it changed. But it's the 30th anniversary. It's hard for me to recognize that in my head, reconcile it.
Yeah,
30 years, right?
You recognize it, but you don't reconcile.
No, it's like
how
it's,
did it
it's,
happen?
It's,
so
I think
like,
I would
Christ.
Have loved living in a bus for
there was no there
you don't
was,
think I would have
you'd have showed up
on.
With your own camper and
it would have just been camped right next to you.
I always liked it. It was fun. It was hard. It physically it wore you out and you always got sick.
Yeah
every single year you got sick.
And then
I'd make
a while,
some chili that would warm your insides. I'd make some corn chowder with shrimp. Oh, we'd have such a fun time.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be called a such a fun time. It was cool meeting all the people.
Yes,
it was great.
It was.
But looking back, you know.
Yeah, just be like winter camping.
One of the people that worked at the station brought their kid in. He went in the bathroom and he took a dump and he took the dump and he hid it under the desk.
She.
Like, what is that?
And then
she put it under the desk?
Yeah,
the baby. The baby. The kid who was
not
bigger than a toddler.
Yep.
No.
And then somebody brought
crazy.
Their then wife who brought a dog who just sat there and stared at it all night.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Things happen. We had Sully and the band Godsmack when we were in the Londonderry location. The whole band came down and hung out, and we were sitting in the trailer. Everybody was smoking joints, and we were doing live stuff on the air, and some douche nozzle from AAF came up and cut our phone lines.
Really?
Cut our phone lines.
Yeah,
not somebody employed by the station. They had no problem with the people that worked there. It was some douche nozzle listener who took us off the air with that. Yeah. So there's been some some good memories.
Yeah.
Some good memories. But anyway. Never forget. I got to sit there and look at Sully in the and I had to interview him over the phone. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. You know. Thank the AAF guys for that. But anyway, long time ago. All right, so we have a 2 days we'll be on throughout. Check out all the stuff at morningbuzz.com. So somebody sent me a douchebag that's specifically for the Buzz 24/7. All right? Not going to use their name. It's short, pretty quick.
This one's for Barbara.
Shoot.
What's the matter?
I work at a small office. There's about five of us. We all get along great. Every day, at the same time, we do a powwow to chit-chat and check in with each other. One of my coworkers tends to miss the beginning of this powwow every day and gets upset with us when we don't let them know it's starting. But we do it at the same time every day, and yet he's never there on time. So I want to know, who's the douchebag? Kelly, for never being in the beginning of the 24/7, or the rest of you for not telling you're starting?
Oh.
Mm. Well,
this is a personal one.
This one doesn't start every day at the same time.
It's not Kelly's fault.
No, it isn't.
It's not Kelly's fault. My fault.
It's different when the meeting starts every day at the same time.
It's my fault.
Greg is right. It is his fault.
No, not just somebody could yell to me down the hall. That's all. One person.
You're right. I'm owning it.
I'm not saying it's just you.
Doesn't need to go any further.
Could be two other people that are usually very helpful. They're not yelling my name.
Doesn't need to go any further.
Sometimes I do. It's like, okay, Kelly.
All right, I got this one, and this is weird because this is from someone who works in radio.
Kelly.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Brokill, did you send one in?
I'm gonna paraphrase it, and it's really weird because it's really close to
radio.
Home in a way. Let's see if you guys can help me with this issue. It'll be weird because I, like you guys, work in radio. I live outside of New England and do mornings, but listen to you guys via podcast after my show. Nobody does it better than you guys, so I thought it'd be a perfect WTDB. That's a radio guy.
Our address.
Huh? Yep. And thought maybe you can identify with it. My girlfriend works in a school teaching elementary school kids, and this year's been really hard on her. Remote teaching thing is a giant pain in the ass, and she often ends up working until 9 o'clock or later. My job is also demanded. I'm a solo morning guy, which means I do everything. And that's especially true since the layoffs hit earlier this year, and now I'm the guy who has to wear 10 hats. Sound familiar? That is what's going on in radio.
With everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm doing everything I can to make sure my head isn't the next one to roll, and that's a lot of pressure. The stress sometimes gets to me. Lately, the pressures of both of our jobs have been getting to us. Last week, we got into an argument about something stupid, and in the midst of it, my wife said, I had no idea how hard it is to teach little kids. I replied with, you have no idea how hard it is to create 4 hours of radio content while having to deal with an increased workload and ratings pressure.
Well, the way you say it doesn't sound, but I understand the pressure. He's under job pressure, too.
Yeah. All the while facing the potential of losing that job. Look, I know her job is hard. I couldn't do it, but she can't do mine either. She lost it when I said that my job has way more pressure than hers.
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
No, boy.
because she was dealing with kids, and she could fake her way through it, and they wouldn't even know. Well, that's when she blew her stack.
Yeah, you didn't.
Well, but you're a dummy.
Look, I know my job isn't a matter of life and death, but teaching little kids isn't as stressful as a job like mine. What are the chances that she gets fired? None. That's how, money. That threat hangs over me every day, and that is what's stressful. I take what I do very seriously. She thinks it's a screw-around job because I get to have fun. You guys get where I'm coming from, right? It ain't easy. Look, I'm not insulting her profession, but she's refusing to take mine as seriously as she takes hers. Our relationship might not make it out of this, and I thought I'd throw it out to you guys to see what your audience thought. So who's the douchebag? Is it me for saying my job is more stressful than hers, or her for saying hers is more stressful than mine?
Even if she said it's more, you should not have retaliated by saying yours was more. No.
It's a huge mistake.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge mistake, right? I mean, yes. I'll be the first one to agree that it's way more stressful than people think. I carry, this is funny for me because Valerie works in a school. She's an assistant in a kindergarten thing, and I've seen her work, and there's no way I could do it. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it. It'd drive me crazy.
That's, yeah, because that's stressful.
And the way the way she approaches it and the energy that it takes to do it and do it well, I'm astounded. I'm amazed by it. I'm amazed by the energy she puts into that job. Absolutely. I would never, ever say my job is more stressful than hers.
Not on the air, you wouldn't.
Right.
I mean, you've said it here in the studio.
Yes.
All the stuff he says about radio is true.
Yeah.
All the stuff he says about radio is true. I mean, if you're not nervous in radio, like we have a different situation than what a lot of people are facing. But still, it's a nerve-wracking job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of hours. And if you're doing mornings, and I'll tell you this straight morning guy to morning guy.
Straight morning guy to straight morning guy?
That too. Whatever. I don't care. If you're not thinking about it 24/7, you're not gonna make it. You're not going to make it. Would you guys agree it's a 24/7 job?
Agree. Yes.
Pressure on me is immeasurable.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know what I'm saying. You do know what I'm saying.
My motto, as long as you're thinking about it 24/7, I'm okay.
Yeah. But you, would you agree that somebody has to be doing it
24/7? Depends on your role.
Yes.
Right. No, and I'm not knocking anybody's role. I'm not knocking that at all. I'm just saying that if you want to survive, you better be doing it well, and you better be thinking about it all the time. Because if you're grabbing a freaking trivia question at 7:20 and you're thinking that's doing a morning show, you're not going to make it.
Not at all.
You're not.
Your whole life. Everything that happens in your day is radio.
And then you go, okay, if I save this on the air, how much trouble am I going to get?
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah. I forget to think about sometimes.
These morning people that just go, I'm 7:20, waka waka, dollar bill, get blah, blah, blah. That's fine, but you're really not.
Well,
yeah, but
that could be there might be an all music show or
that's true.
A quick hit.
But what I'm saying is it doesn't make you indispensable. I mean, really, even we're not indispensable. We can get fired tomorrow. Shit, I mean I've worked in fear my whole life. That's what motivates me. But I would never ever say that my job is stressful than a teacher's. Or
yeah, that's pretty ballsy.
I don't know as though I'd say it about anybody's job.
Just like you're bitching about her not knowing because she's not in your shoes. You can hear what she said, but you're not in her shoes.
Right. I mean, look, people listen to us. We're screwing around, farting around. We're laughing. We're talking to famous people. It's not a hard job.
Eating free food.
Yeah, eating free food.
Not enough.
But right, I mean, that's
free beer.
The way people think about it. It's a fun job. I can't imagine how hard it is to friggin' work a detail where I'm digging a ditch. Or friggin', you know, or where I'm sitting there saying, if I don't make a 3 sales today, I'm not going to make any money next week. I can't even fathom what that's like.
No, thank you.
You know?
Yeah, to everybody's stress is different. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be with kids and be a teacher. I mean, I'm having a hard enough time being a parent.
You're both kind of wrapped up in your own bubble. That's what it seems like. Like you're in your own bubble and you're not really considering anything else and you can't do that. Especially with someone you're in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I'm going to say you're the douchebag.
You are the, yes.
You know?
You are the douchebag.
Had you just said, I am under a great amount of stress as well, and not try to one-up her.
Which is 100% fair. Mm. It's just 100% fair. You know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, Valerie knows when I'm stressed, and she knows, and she just kind of gives me space, you know? But I don't take it out on her, and I don't take it from me.
You tried to, you know, upper. Hey, you figure can't do that. You guys have different stresses for different jobs.
You're in a job where a lot of people have lost their jobs. We all know that, right? That's the industry. It sucks. It is is absolutely sucky. The only way to not lose your job is to do your job. And stop worrying about getting fired, because when you keep worrying about it, you then become the guy that gets fired. Is that not accurate in what we've seen over the years? You know, it's like, look, if I'm going to get fired, then I'm going to go down swinging, and that's it. If I'm going to get fired, there's nothing I can do because I'm trying the best I can every single day. If you're not doing that, and I know I'm talking radio guy to radio guy, there's nothing you can do about it if you're giving the best every day. That's all. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about it.
Yeah. And go talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apologize. Because that's a screw up.
And then treat yourself.
Then go out and treat yourself,
bro. Go and treat yourself.
You know what I mean? And then do a remote and pick up some chick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And have they call them phone strokers. Get one of those.
Okay.
That's what they call them. You picked up girls early on. The girls that would call me, they'd say, hey, they pick up girls on the phone. They call them phone strokers.
I didn't know it.
I'm just saying it's an old radio term.
I
never did it. But they're, it's a real thing. I'd love to know what station you work at. And good luck to you. You know? We don't want anybody to be out of work.
No.
Nobody. Okay? I don't care who you are. You're my worst enemy. I want you to be working.
Except
I want you to be
guy.
Taking care of your family.
He was a dick.
You're right.
Yeah.
Kind of got what he deserved.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta
say that, but he celebrated.
From the outside looking in, though, people's jobs are way harder than they think ours is, and that's what you got to deal with. Right? Good
luck. What you need to do? Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
You know? Let me know. Do the work.
I'm doing the work.
Anything else to say to this guy?
Nope. Just watch your mouth. Make sure you remember what you're saying and who you're saying it to.
Treat yourself.
Keep that stuff inside. See, I have a... I blurred a lot, too, and I'm very honest. It works in my relationship because Jeff is also very honest with me.
But do you ever say things that you go, ooh.
Shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, but yeah. I think Jeff,
I'm not talking about Jeff. I'm talking about you. Like, when you say it and you go, ooh, I just inflicted damage with that.
No.
No, you don't do that.
No.
Okay.
I kind of just roll right over it.
And I try never to do that.
I try not to, but... I mean, but again, I'm honest, and sometimes, like, I know a couple times I've hurt Roadkill's feelings.
Yeah, ragamuffins.
And I just...
Yeah. That's why I find it funny sometimes, like, now when her youngest is, like, he's an animal. He's crazy.
Yeah, but yeah. I will say that he is, and I'll call him a ragamuffin. One is not, one is. But it doesn't hurt my feelings, because it's the truth. And sometimes, yes, the truth sucks. But right there, right in front of you, black and white. Boop, truth, not truth. It might hurt. Whatever.
You ever said anything? You were like, oh.
Which time? Shit, dude.
I knew the answer before I asked it. But we're all human. We all do it at some point, right, Kelly? I mean, sometimes you say it and you go, shit, man, I shouldn't have said that. And then there's no backing it up. You know, then you just get in worse, you know? So, all right. Well, anyway, good luck, man. Good luck. Crazy business. Crazy business. Good luck to you. I hope you succeed. Hope you don't get fired. Just do the job. You'll be all right. All right, that's it. That's all we got for today because we got to get ready. We got work to do. We got Linda Helping Hand coming up tomorrow.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself today. That's our thing. Treat yourself.
I'm going to
go get ice cream.
I'm treating myself tomorrow morning. I'm getting a 10-minute massage.
Tomorrow morning, we begin Linda Helping Hand day one. Thanks for checking out The Buzz 24/7. We will we'll see you then.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.